Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with singer-songwriter Blind Joe. Mockingbird, Mockingbird.
Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird. So, you know, you want to have anything that you can have, any little thing that's just going to get you to that next town, to that next show, and make, you know, so you're fed and you got a place to stay, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, and it's fun.
You've changed your music, too.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the Christmas CD, and I remember one of your first Christmas CDs, which we're not going to play on the air.
No. And look, man, look, you know.
That was in your younger days.
Right. And here's the thing. I still love that stuff. And I love. I've always been a fan of dirty comedy and dirty music and stuff like that. When I was a kid, you know, one of my favorite bands was Guns N' Roses, you know, and they were the first band I'd ever heard in my life cuss, like big time cuss, like F-bomb cuss. And I thought it was so cool, you know. I mean, I was a kid, you know. And so I love that kind of humor. The music has changed in that I don't put a lot of that cussing and that kind of stuff into it anymore, but I still love it, and I don't regret those songs. I love those songs. Some of those songs I've even kind of rewritten. You know, we've got Soul Singing Son of a Gun on the latest record, By the Fans, For the Fans, and of course, you know, that used to be Soul Singing Son of a Something Else. And it's just, I still love that stuff, but the bottom line is, not only is this music something I love to play, but it's also a business. There are just some people that are just, you know, people that watch a show like The Voice are not the people that are going to buy an album entitled Whiskey, Wine, Beer, Pot, Pills, and Cocaine. Period.
Okay, so I got to ask you.
Yes.
The Joe that I knew, the blind Joe that I knew and I used to watch,
yes,
was very old school country music.
Yeah,
you actually lived the life that you wrote about.
I did.
For the most part.
And I still do. I still do. And I just drink a little less now. I'm getting a little too old for the...
Are you drinking at all anymore?
You know, I do from time to time.
Okay, so last time we spoke, you weren't drinking at all.
Yeah, and I do very, very, very little do I drink. I mean, if it's something, you know, where I'm getting together with a buddy I haven't seen in a long time or whatever, I might have a beer or a couple of whiskeys or something like that.
I think I got a bottle of wine in the last year and a half,
yeah,
combined type of a thing, you know, like, yeah. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, and I used to be a very, very heavy drinker. I was a hardcore alcoholic and I went through treatment and all that stuff, so I've been on that side, and it's not a fun place to be, man. And so I still love a good honky-tonk song about whiskey and jukeboxes and the whole, because I love that stuff. Just because I don't drink, you know, I think people have this thing, especially by the older school fans that of the more drinking songs that I did, or they, I think a lot of them think that I just like sat around all day and slammed down Jack Daniels and smoked cigarettes, which wasn't like far from the truth at the time.
But you were standing.
But yeah, right. I mean, I would go to the bathroom from time to time. But now, you know, you grow and you realize that. That stuff, as fun as it can be, it doesn't fix anything, it doesn't solve anything, and at the end of it all, your problems or whatever you're trying to run from are still there, and you just have a huge-ass headache on top of it.
So. Amen to that. But that was the behavior and the lifestyle of a lot of old-school outlaw country
musicians.
Yeah, and
that's what I wanted to live.
How did you and Blake and some of these new guys even get along?
Oh,
that's,
man,
what I'm wondering. I mean, because you represent the old soul country music people, like a Sturgill Simpson.
Here's, right,
okay,
here, oh,
who,
thank you.
Sturgill's,
thank
modern.
You.
He's,
yes,
like the only,
yes.
Merle Haggard said, Sturgill Simpson is the only modern old country music star.
Yes.
And I put you in that same boat.
Oh, thank
so how,
you,
how
man.
Did you get along with those guys?
You know, I get along with everybody. Because here's the thing, man. Here's what people don't realize. And I'm guilty of this, too. I talk a lot of crap about today's country music. People like Florida Georgia Line and this stuff. I think it's garbage, in my opinion.
I agree.
I like Merle and Johnny and Hank and whatever. But the bottom line is, man, people are people. And just because Luke Bryan's music now is not appealing to me doesn't mean Luke Bryan as a person is a complete D-bag either. I don't know if I can say that, but... You know, so Blake and I, you know, he's trying to stay contemporary in a tough business, and I get it. I understand why he makes the music he makes. But he's an awesome dude. I mean, he's a really cool guy. And, you know, we have, like I said in the beginning, we share a sense of humor, and he's just cool to shoot the crap with. And he knows full well what he's doing with the music, and You know, I guess at $28 million a season, he sleeps pretty damn well, and that doesn't really bother him too much, I imagine.
It's much easier to sleep on a giant pile of money at night, isn't it?
Right. me personally, you know, I like it old school, and I'll always stick to the honky tonk side of things and the rougher and rowdy side, because that's just who I am.
All right, so let's you got to get on the road. I know that you got to get out and get to another gig tonight. So how can people find you?
Oh man, I'm everywhere on the internet. You can go to blindjoe.com, www.blindjoe.com, and that'll link you up to where you can check me out on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. You can also buy the new Christmas record that we have out, which has that dirty Christmas song that everybody keeps talking about, and I don't know if we should say any more than that here, but it's definitely something you can give it a listen.
I guarantee you, folks, you will never have heard anything like it.
Yes, it's quite entertaining, I think. So we've got that. We've got the CD available. We've got physical CDs and digital albums. Everything's there at blindjoe.com. So you can just swing by there and check it out, or of course, you know, come out to one of the shows and let's hang out, man. Let's have a rowdy, what did I used to call it? A rockin' rowdy rebel redneck romp, something like that. I had a thing years ago. That was back in my drinking days when I thought I was funnier than I actually am.
It's one of those where you got to get drunk again to remember
what you said. Right.
To listen to the full-length interview with singer-songwriter Blind Joe, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Pexkamp. To find out more about Tom Pexkamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Pexkamp.
Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird. Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird. Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird. Where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing?
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.